genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is What's Next? Each of my guests will preview what's next in his field, whether it's local journalism, social media, or topography. My first guest is the publisher of the Ventura Breeze, a community-based newspaper. We'll discuss the prestigious award the Ventura Breeze recently won and the future of local media. My second guest is a serial entrepreneur, a former consultant with a Big Four consulting firm, and an expert in social media. We'll discuss the future of social media and how to capitalize on it. My third guest is a British journalist and a nonfiction author. We'll examine the history and the future of topography from his book, Just My Type. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Sheldon Brown is a licensed architect who opened his private practice in 1968, which he still operates today. He's the founder and publisher of the Ventura Breeze. He's a graduate of the USC School of Architecture. Sheldon launched the Ventura Breeze in October of 2007 with his daughter Stacy to inform Venturans about events, happenings, and local news because there was no local community-based newspaper. He's lived in Ventura for the last 10 years with his wife Diane and for the last 7 years with Professor Scamp, who occasionally helps write his articles. Welcome to the show, Sheldon. Okay. How are you today?
Just fine. Good.
Well, glad to have you in studio, and thank you for your commitment to the community and for publishing the Ventura Breeze. We're coming up on a very momentous anniversary, which we'll talk about in just a minute, but congratulations are definitely in order because the Ventura Breeze just won the 2011 Poinsettia Award for Small Business of the Year from the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. So I got to ask you, first of all, congratulations on that. And what does winning this prestigious award mean for you personally and also for the Ventura Breeze?
Well, thank you to begin with. Yeah, personally, it just validates what I've done for Ventura. You know, when Stacy and I started the newspaper with absolutely no knowledge of newspaper business, I wasn't sure if we could make a newspaper work. And then I wasn't sure if Ventura needed one or would appreciate it. And it's turned into this wonderful experience and very well accepted and loved in Ventura, and it's just confirmation that we're doing the right thing.
Well, no, that's good, and it's great to be recognized by a group like the Ventura Chamber of Commerce, so that is great. What do you think that the Breeze brings to the local community that resonates with people?
Well, it just really basically, I think, just local news and events and happenings that it wasn't available in print previously to the Ventura Breeze. And people in Ventura just seem to love the paper. In fact, the word I hear mostly is, I love reading the Breeze.
Oh, well, that's always very positive.
Yeah, people say reading, too, and that, subliminally, people think about words. They don't see, breezing it, picking it up. People always say, I just love it, and people read it from front to back.
Oh, well, that's very good to hear. Now, what does the 2011 Small Business of the Year Award mean for the newspaper going forward? I mean, now you've got something that you can really hang your hat on with the Ventura Breeze, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it gives us, confirms the fact that we're respected in Ventura and the business community respects us, and certainly that will hopefully help advertising, which runs the paper. We're free, so we're strictly supported by our advertisers, and they'll respect the fact that the business community thinks that we're an important part of Ventura.
All right. Well, talk to us about the dynamics of publishing, because maybe some of the listeners who more listen to radio than they maybe read the newspaper don't know the business model behind it. Your newspaper is absolutely free to the reader. It's available in how many different locations?
Well, we're in about 600, which is quite amazing. About 90% in Ventura. We have drops at Ojai, Channel Islands Harbor, and a few in Camarillo.
600 locations. All right, so you're available in 600 locations, and it's absolutely free. So who pays the freight? How do you make your money?
That's a good question. Well, theoretically, no. Strictly advertisers, that is our only basis for income. And the advertisers now are pretty much covering all the expenses.
Oh, good.
And nothing out of pocket anymore. And, you know, this economy, that's good because small businesses are struggling. So when the economy turns around, do you hear me out there?
So the advertisers are paying the freight. That's good.
They're now paying freight, and you know, they pay for everything. And the distribution, writers, you know, printing.
Well, let's talk about journalists then for just a minute, since you brought them up. They're an incredibly important cog in the wheel of the Ventura Breeze. How many journalists do you have, and how do they get compensated? How does all of that work? If somebody's out there is listening, might want to become a journalist for you, here's a chance for you to pitch them. How would they contact you?
Well, first of all, being a journalist for the Ventura Breeze doesn't pay anything.
So that's easy enough.
I have a few writers who my other writers aren't listening, that, you know, get paid, that have been with me from day one. But the vast majority of the writers do it for the byline and to build up a resume. And a lot of them because they like what we're doing for the community. In fact, most of my writers just come to me and say, I love the paper. I want to be part of Ventura. And this is the way I can make a contribution.
And how many different writers do you have or have you had over the history of the Ventura Breeze?
Well, there's probably about 20, I would think.
20, really?
Yeah,
that's a number of journalists.
Quite a few, and quite a few just do specific things. But
20
maybe,
journalists.
Maybe while we're talking, I'll look.
All right, 20 journalists. So that really kind of puts you on par with the Ventura County Star, with the Star cutting back as much as they have.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably neck and neck with the number of journalists that they have.
Yeah, I'm probably about right. That list looks like at least 20.
All right.
Doesn't include, you know, some photographers and some couple of interns that write articles on occasion.
All right, so these people are writing either out of the goodness of their heart or for the byline to contribute to the newspaper. Now, if somebody's listening to the sound of our voice and they say, hey, I'd like to be involved, maybe I'm a pretty good writer, I might want to chip in. First of all, what credentials do they have to have? And then secondly, how do they contact you to get the gig?
Well, you know, credentials, this sounds funny because I don't have a background in this at all. In journalism and writing, I just know how to make this paper work. In fact, one of the first writers I hired asked me what writing style we use, and she gave me some alternatives, and I said, I don't know about any of those. Just make it so it sounds good, you know, just so my readers enjoy it. So just a writing ability to enjoy and make people enjoy reading, and I don't care much about.
All right, now
I know my commas are always wrong, but who cares?
If you're dyslexic like I am, then who's going to do the editing of the stories that I submit?
Well, I probably do it originally, and then I have a proofreader, a lady who retired after 25 years that proofreads the whole issue, who is amazing. So it goes through a few people checking it out.
Before it goes to press. Do
you
have fact checkers that also check the facts, or do you just sort of take people's word for the facts are right?
Oh, it generally take their word for it. If I see something I think maybe is going to be libelous, I might check it out a little bit. But, you know, writers that have some ability, have always wanted to write, maybe, you know, don't. It's just about everybody, it's amazing, has a pretty good writing ability if they write what they really enjoy.
All right, so write what you believe in, write what fires you up. That makes sense. Now, if somebody does have the passion to become a journalist for The Breeze, how would they get in touch with you to get that job?
Yeah, well, just on publisher@VenturaBreeze.com.
Publisher@VenturaBreeze.com. Yeah. In case you haven't guessed it, we're talking to Sheldon Brown. He is the publisher at the Ventura Breeze. Sheldon, you got a big milestone coming up next year. You're going to be in business for 5 years next October. So I want to ask you, is this where you thought the Breeze would be after 5 years? And what's been the biggest surprise that you've had in the last 5 years of publishing the Ventura Breeze?
I think, first of all, I think just personally, Stacey and I, the ability to publish a newspaper. Because, you know, when I tell people that we had zero knowledge of the newspaper business, none whatsoever, to be able to put out what is really a nice paper. You know, we've got, besides all the articles, we have crossword puzzles and Sudoku and cartoons, and just to end up making a real paper. And now the fact that it's so accepted in Ventura has been a surprise, because I didn't know what to expect.
All right. Well, that's a very pleasant surprise.
I just think acceptance, and because my little photo in the paper the other day, a 16-year-old came up to me, shake my hand, and says he loves reading the paper. And that was one of the highlights, I think, of the 5 years, to, like, kids don't even read, and here's this kid that reads the paper.
What a heartwarming story.
Yeah, no, that's really great.
Oh, that is good. Now, tell us about one of your chief writers that we want to get into, not all the writers, but one in particular, and that's Professor Scamp. He is a regular writer,
right,
contributes
right.
to the op-ed page often. Talk to us about Professor Scamp.
Well, Scamp is Professor Scamp. He's a Shih Tzu, and he's a PhD. It's a pretty happy dog. He went to a furry state university. And he works for dog food, which is more than I pay some of my writers. And he has a column in each issue, and one of the most popular of our writers.
One of my big questions is, how does he get his paws onto the keyboard in order to manipulate the keys?
Well, it's very big. No, he barks in one of those programs.
So he uses a voice recognition software
to put it.
Okay, so what he barks gets translated into words.
Right.
All right, so Professor Scamp is sort of the mascot, if you will, of the newspaper. How did he become the newspaper's mascot and sort of the figurehead, the titular figurehead of your newspaper?
Well, I guess he came to me and asked me if he could write. No, I was just, when I started the newspaper, I was just thinking, you know, he's obviously my dog. And I was thinking it would be kind of cute if he wrote a little article. And so he wrote one, and people liked it, and he wrote another one, and now it's every issue. And
one thing leads to another, and he's got a regular gig. All right.
I get jealous of him sometimes. I'll go to an event, and people say, where's Scamp?
He's very well known within the community. There's no doubt about that. My guest is Sheldon Brown. Sheldon, Fritz Coleman has been a guest on the show, and he was very emphatic. He said that the future of reporting and the news is what he calls hyper-local news. And even Time magazine ran an article about hyper-local news that must have been very gratifying for you to read that. So the Ventura Breeze is what I would call hyper-local. How does being hyper-local fit into your mission statement for the Ventura Breeze?
Well, I think it's probably the complete statement. I think the future of the print media, I'm afraid, is going to be in local newspapers. You know, the major newspapers are all struggling financially, and we'll probably end up online, most of them, or reducing their size. In fact, one of the local Ventura County papers is almost getting as small as we are, without mentioning what it is. But I think, really, local news is never going to be covered just online, because we have photos of local kids and Cub Scouts and local events. And so I think the future of the print media is going to be in our local-type newspapers.
All right, so the future print is going to be in local newspapers. Now, you've got a relationship with Ed Hat here in Ventura. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that relationship, because Ed Hat is an online newspaper. Oh, okay. So that's you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Sheldon, but do you still have the relationship with Ed Hat?
No, we don't have that anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then
there's no particular reason. We just drifted apart of what our goals were. I mean, you know, still friends with him. There's that, you know. No negative reason why we're.
Right.
Just, you know, there's so much I have to do and try to do, being on something on CAPS and on radio and events, and it's hard for me to just spread my thinking out that much and keep up with other things.
All right, well, let's put that aside for a minute, but let's do talk about the electronic side of things, because you see the other major newspapers are moving into the electronics. Radio studios, such as ourselves, moving into video and into other electronic areas. Do you see the Ventura Breeze moving in an electronic format anytime soon, or how important is having an electronic format to a newspaper in today's world?
Yeah, well, I think it's important, and we have a site, www.venturabreeze.com, where you can see the latest issue and archives. So anywhere in the world, you can read the Ventura Breeze if you're on vacation. And we have a Facebook, which I admit I don't keep up very well.
Okay.
In fact, Scamp has a Facebook, too. And I'm hoping one of my interns can educate me a little more on the Facebook and keep it up on a, you know, daily basis. But we do have a Facebook, and we seem to get hits. So, no, I think it is important. It's a little beyond my abilities and desires, but I think it's very important, and we hope to improve that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe next year that'll be one of our goals, is to
And one of the big questions that I have as we get into this whole electronic delivery of news and everything else is that the news cycle in the United States has become a 24-hour-a-day thing. You know, you've got CNN, you've got CNBC, you've got all these networks that cover news 24/7. And clearly people want to have their news immediately when they need it. The Ventura Breeze, on the other hand, comes out every other week, doesn't it?
Yes.
So talk to me, what's the focus of the Breeze? If all the other media are covering this fast-breaking news in the community, what's the Breeze's mission statement? How is it going to compete with these 24/7 news outlets that are out there?
We basically don't really try to. In other words, we have very few sports articles because I don't want sports results that are weeks old. So our articles are more human interest about things going on in community, like this last issue, the Lexington had annual Veterans Day breakfast. And news like that isn't going to be on TV. It's not going to be anywhere except in a local paper, which we go back to. So we don't try to compete too much in fast-breaking news. It's kind of a summation of what's going on the last 2 weeks in Ventura.
All right.
A lot more human interest stories about people and events. And, you know, if something major happens in Ventura, people are going to know from other places, and we'll follow it up, you know, in the future issue.
Any plans for doing in-depth reporting or any investigative journalism on the Ventura Breeze?
I would like to do some. One of the things I like to do with the paper is have smaller articles, 500-600 words, because I wanted to have lots and lots of news in the paper. So we don't do really large articles of thousands of words, but we do get into some investigative reporting, but not as much as I'd like to, because I just don't have the personnel, and someone wants to devote that much time to doing that for basically nothing.
I see. All right. Well, we're talking to Sheldon Brown. He is the publisher of the Ventura Breeze. He's also just won the 2011 Poinsettia Award for the small business here, best small business in Ventura. That's awarded by the Ventura Chamber of Commerce. Sheldon, I know people have picked up the Breeze in the past, but if they're interested in learning more about the Breeze, maybe contacting you, how would they do that over the Internet?
Editor or publisher, both go to me. Just publisher@VenturaBreeze.com.
publisher@VenturaBreeze.com. And they can see at VenturaBreeze.com the latest edition of the newspaper as well?
Yes, and it lasts about 2 years' worth. Eventually we'll have them all on. So.
Archives of 2 years' worth. That is great, Sheldon. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you on winning this prestigious award and for your upcoming fifth anniversary. That's going to be happening next October, so congratulations to you for that.
Well,
a major milestone for any business to pass five years. No doubt about that. We'll have to have you back when that event happens to celebrate the fifth anniversary as well, Sheldon.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.